It's time to get Gruberized on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ah, yes, the Green New Deal. Let's see here. I want you to hear something here about the Green New Deal. I'll just tell you about it here. We'll get to it later. Max Rose, Democrat member of Congress from New York. He says Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is lying and the Green New Deal is nothing but a socialist mess. And that's kind of the same thing we heard from Howard Schultz last night on Fox. But Max Rose is a liberal Democrat who says that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is she's full of it. Same thing the president said is Donald Trump mocks the Green New Deal as just something by a young bartender. He said she's real nice. Don't let it go away too soon, though, he says. We need this. Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts here. Gregory, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. Yeah, but don't knock her two bits. I hear she makes a mean Harvey Wallbanger.
Well, there you go. You know, but yeah, what is the carbon footprint of that Harvey Wallbanger? That's what I want to know.
Oh, I hadn't even considered that. We'll have to do a study on that.
You need to look into that. Now, here's something I want to share with you. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I'll share it with you in real time here. There's a company called Carbon Engineering out of British Columbia. It says it has a process now that can extract CO2 from the air in a cost-effective way, turns it into, it's almost like a sandy substance, a powdery, sandy-looking substance, just based on the picture here, that then can be used as plant food, right? And they said they can do this in a cost-effective way. My God, they say it's the magic bullet, and they're serious about it. The point is this. What is the left and the social justice and environmental justice warriors going to do if this company really has perfected this procedure and really can take CO2 out of the air and feed plants? Then what are they? I mean, they've solved the problem, if that's true, right? The alleged problem.
It's already happening. Plants are doing it naturally. That'd be like saying, we're going to take water vapor out of the atmosphere and freeze it so it doesn't rain, and then we'll use that ice around plants so they get water, right?
That's similar, I mean, right? But here's right, the, but, I mean, but this
it's
company
about stupid.
But Chevron, Occidental, and the coal giant BHP have invested $70 million with this company. Why? Because they know that this company, if they can do this and they can demonstrate this, they can make all the other people they would hope back off.
I take the contrarian, cynical view. They're just virtue signaling, showing that $70 million to them is a drop in the bucket. I mean, they're drilling wells in my home state of Pennsylvania that are a lot more than $70 million apiece. That's virtue signaling so they can tell people and their shareholders, look what we're doing. We're trying to save the planet.
Well, do you blame them? I mean, let's be honest. I can't blame them for doing that, Gregory, honestly, because that's what the left does all the time, virtue signaling all the time and doing this, and I'm saving the... So they like, all right, we'll pony up, we'll play that game. And then, how do you argue with that? I think it's a pretty good PR move, if nothing else.
Well, yeah, I don't disagree. But the science behind it, I'm sure you can... Well, I'm not saying that. I'm sure you can do it, but it sounds like something that's... You know, to get enough smart people in a room and test it enough, you might be able to come up with something like that. But nature, that's called sequestration, CO2 sequestration.
Right.
Nature's been sequestering CO2 for hundreds of millions of years. You know, we've talked before about how the dangerously low levels of CO2 we have in the atmosphere today, we don't have too much. We're actually CO2 impoverished compared to nearly all of Earth's history.
Right. So it's 400 parts per million or per billion?
Per million.
So we're at about 400 parts per million for CO2 in the atmosphere. There comes a spot at about 280 or 290 parts per million where you're right, where plants and so forth will start to suffer. So we're right at the very low end of that. And we've started to come up some, which is people have seen, it's the greening of the Amazon. It's the growing of plants. It's the flourishing of wildlife and plants and so forth because they have the CO2, right?
They're worried. We've added about, let's say, 130 parts per million.
Right.
Now. So 130 since the Industrial Revolution. CO2 levels have dropped from 2,500 down to less than 200. So what's that? We've lost, during that period, we lost 2,300 parts per million in CO2. And they're worried about a measly 100 part per million increase. Really? Thankfully, we're increasing it. and I talk, people are amazed when they hear this.
Let me ask you about this. Yeah. I want to ask you about another headline that I saw this week. Gregory Wrightstone here, author of Inconvenient Facts, that Canada is warming at several times the rest of the world. Canada's like, what did it say, four times as fast as the rest of, I mean, Canada's going to be the new Palm Springs by next year, I think.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm traveling now. I'm speaking tomorrow at a large conference. I'm their breakfast speaker. So I have not been able to, I don't know the details, so I can't help debunk it. But these things that we get like this are reported on a daily or multiple times a day, crazy stories like this that spring up. I look into them, we debunk them, but it's like playing whack-a-mole. As soon as you hit one on the top of the head with a hammer, three more spring up.
So, that's just because you don't care enough about the Maldives. That's your problem. You don't seem to care enough about what's going on. Anyhow, Gregory, I always appreciate
it. The Maldives are doing just fine. Their population's increasing. UN's reports have come out three times in the last 20 years reporting that they'll be underwater. But yet people keep moving there. And they're not fleeing the Maldives or the Bahamas and other at-risk islands. They're moving there.
Yeah, they're probably more at risk from socialism. You know, and I give Congressman Rose credit for that, Max Rose, for calling the Green New Deal for what it is, a socialist mess.
Can we talk just a little bit about that? Because actually the Green New Deal, the energy and environment part, only, and when I say only, you'll learn in just a little bit, it's only estimated to cost somewhere between $6 and $8 trillion over the first 10 years. The really expensive $80 to $90 trillion will be spent on social projects like affordable housing for all.
So wait a second. You're telling me it's not...
With benefits.
So it's not really about the environment. It's about taking over everything else. Anyhow, Gregory, that's the truth. We know it. You and I do. We talk here plenty. Inconvenient Facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. It's a bestseller. Go find it. You need to read it. Trust me on this. And we're going to have a couple to give away here sometime soon. Gregory Wrightstone, got to run. Great Friday. Thank you.
Thank you.